After months of rumours, Apple has launched its range of iPhones for 2019-2020. On the evening which saw the launch of the new Apple Watch, iPad and the Apple Arcade, it was, as always, the new iPhones which stole the show. So here's what to expect from the iPhone 11, 11 Pro and 11 Pro Max. But before we get into that, a quick word from our sponsors. The Dublin Smartphone Film Festival is an international festival dedicated to celebrating the workshop on smartphones and tablets. No longer is expensive technology a barrier to creativity. The mobile phone has expanded the scope and freedom for filmmakers, providing limitless possibilities in the palm of your hand. The event this year is going to be held in January. There's a pile of films from Ireland and abroad there, and right now the submissions are open. So if you reckon you've got the creativity to win at the Smartphone Film Festival, enter your nomination now. Find the link on our page and work away. So, time to talk about iPhones.
iPhones, new Apple iPhones, that time of year again.
Man, I don't know whether I'm actually happy about it or, you know, utterly underwhelmed and disappointed. They seemed like they launched a lot of good stuff and a lot of meh stuff. But you were watching the whole launch event, keynote speech live and
tweeting
the nuts off it. So why don't you...
I iced my thumbs afterwards. I was going absolutely 90.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
To be fair, you had something going out every like 35 seconds. I was impressed.
It was actually absolutely crazy. I think Mark did it a couple of years ago. And I was, yeah, I'll take the reins this year. I'll be grand. It'll be easy. No, you're trying to get screenshots of what's coming up on the screen. And then like as soon as you get the tweet done, like there's something else and you're like, oh no, I'm going to miss this. I got screen. Oh, no, it's just
sure,
constantly
about two
going.
Years ago, I was doing it live from Dublin bus. I'm away home from work.
Hectic.
Off the bus and onto Lewis, and I was there sitting there live tweeting from the event.
I had it on the TV in front of me as well and on my phone. So because like on the TV it was a little bit behind, so at least I could keep up with what was actually being said and like tweet on my phone. Oh man, it was just hectic. But anyway.
Anyway, where do you want to start? Do you want to start with the arcade, the pad, the watch, the phones? Where do you want to
So what I reckon we'll just go in the same order that they went in at the event. We'll start with the arcade.
Okay.
Apple Arcade. So this is basically, it's basically like a gaming, kind of a gaming platform that Apple are trying to set up. It's going to be like available under Apple TV and it's going to be also available on their phones and stuff like that. Obviously, it's not going to be able to compete with so normal gaming platforms like your PlayStation, Xbox and the new to be released Google Stadia.
Stadia,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. But
looks class though.
That looks sick. That's going to be really cool. But Apple Arcade, it's going to be kind of on par with the kind of games you can get on your phone and your tablet and that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's going to be like playing games on an Android box, but on your Apple TV.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you actually already can buy like joypads for it. So like you will be able to play it like a normal console, but and some of the games that they put up for like on the screen, they had a couple of lads playing it. Fairly decent graphics. A couple of open world games there as well, like, you know.
And the price doesn't look actually half bad.
No, it doesn't.
It's free for 1 month and then a fiver per month after that. I know, obviously, the games are glorified apps, but, like, you know.
And you're probably going to have to pay money for the games themselves, like, you know, obviously. So it's not like you just pay the fiver a month and...
Yeah, you'll pay for some of them, depending on what the titles are.
There'll be some games as well that you have to pay for, but you'll be able to get like a limited version for free, like you can with a lot of apps, if not most apps these days.
And then you're going to have a lot of like
you'll get like level 5
games where it's free, but it's going to be piled with in-app purchases and
So
of course.
Yeah, I mean, it's something to be excited about. Do you know, if you had kids, I would be like, do you know what? Yeah, I would download it.
Yeah,
if
that's grand, something to keep. I'm entertained. It's not going to cost me a bomb.
If you don't want to splash out a few hundred quid in a console, like, you know, like it's just something to like keep them.
Yeah,
it'd
because
be definitely
actually,
something that they could play.
On that, like traditionally speaking, like the Nintendo consoles would be the cheapest, and like the Switch is still rocking around 350 at the moment.
The Switch is.
Switch is unreal.
I don't have one myself, but like I know people my own age, like you know, that do have them, and they swear by them. Like they are meant to be absolutely class. And the Switch as well was, I think, so innovative in terms of gaming, the way you could play it as like a Game Boy, but put it on your TV as well. You know,
one console to rule them all.
Yeah, and I suppose like to know like that's something that you can actually do that the Apple Arcade as well. You'll be able to play it on your tablet and your phone, and you'll be able to play it on your TV. Different kind of... it'll be a different standard of quality.
It'll
obviously
be a different experience completely. Don't expect the same, anything yeah. near the same level. But cheap and cheerful alternative to keep people shut up and entertained.
Yeah.
So we'll take that.
Yeah, definitely.
That's really it to say on the Apple Arcade.
I was just literally about to say, there's, like, there's not much more to say about that.
No, it's just... that's it.
Yeah. Next after that, we had Apple TV Plus, which we've covered in the past already, but they did announce a couple of new TV shows. There was that one, C.
Meh.
There's a TV series called C coming out with Jason Momoa. Apparently, it's about civilization who...
Is he becoming the new Rock?
Do you know what? Yeah, he actually could be becoming the new Rock.
Yeah, it's just like, if you want to make something sell that's otherwise not going to, hire him.
Yeah, yeah. C is... I'll just go over this quickly because, like, whatever. It's a TV show about a civilization who have lost their vision. They basically become accustomed now to not being able to see, and I think one or two people are born, kids are born, and they can't see, and now it's an amazing revelation or something like that. I don't really know what it's going to happen in it or the overall plot line of it. They didn't give much away in the trailer. I don't know if it's going to be any good either. It looked like it could be fairly decent.
Here's the interesting part. So I'm just looking at the Apple TV Plus piece here, and the cost is, again, not bad. You've got the Apple TV Plus will cost $4.99 a month after a 7-day trial, mm-hmm. but it'll be free for a year if you buy an Apple device. So if you buy like one of the new phones, you'll get access for the year. And it looks like that you'll be able to use Apple TV Plus to stream on a non-Apple device, potentially.
You will be able to?
It looks like it.
I mean, it'd be stupid if they didn't. You know, they'd be losing out on a massive, massive market if they didn't allow it to be cross-platform streaming.
Would you be surprised?
No, I wouldn't be. But, I mean, you know, if somebody has a Samsung laptop, are you really not going to be able to have Apple TV? You know, with the likes of Disney Plus coming out soon, like, who are going to be, this time next year, I would argue, probably the biggest players in the game in the streaming service. If Apple want to be able to compete with them, they got to let this be open access.
I don't think
anybody.
Apple are ever going to be able to compete.
They will not be.
Because I was only saying to you, literally off air before we came on, about Netflix, this is a perfect segue, because I was saying to you, I was like, Jesus, I'd love to cancel my Netflix subscription and get Disney Plus. And then I was like, no, because you've got things like the Bill Gates Show, you've got the new series of Explained, Disenchanted.
New season coming out, yeah.
You've got a pile of...
Yeah.
They're only three shitty mm-hmm. ones, but like in the grand scheme of it, you can't delete Netflix. You're not getting rid of Netflix and Disney. So
at
Apple
the end of the
won't
day,
ever compete. So this is why this is one of those meh things.
At the end of the day, having Apple TV Plus, Disney Plus, Netflix, and Amazon Prime is still going to be cheaper than your Sky subscription with the movies and sports mm-hmm. thrown in with it, like, you know. So I mean, like, it's not going to break the bank to have all of them. You're talking
if you cancel your TV subscription and completely give up on that.
Yeah, but which a lot of people, to be honest, are doing nowadays. Like, you know, like, people can still, like, with smart TVs and all this, like, you could still watch your streaming services on your TV.
Yeah, get Serviu for your terrestrial channels and then use your Netflix.
The only good thing live TV is good for nowadays is sports and news. Like, you know, aside from that.
But even then, sports is next to impossible. Sorry, I know we're going on a complete tangent, but sports is next to a waste of time now with, like, if we're going to be realistic, the sports are soccer and rugby for people here.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, like, for the people, like,
and the
maybe
sports
Formula
are across,
One
like,
as
eight,
well.
And the soccer's across like eight different providers now, with BT and Premier Sports and Sky Sports and X Sports. And I can just say random words and sports after, and I'm sure they get some matches.
Yeah.
Dean Sports. Yeah. I hear they're showing Man United Liverpool in December.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, like, and even then, you know, people get streams online fairly easily. You know, like, it's there's not much reason to have your TV subscription these days. So like I said, if you are willing to get rid of your TV subscription, which I think a lot of people are, you're not going to break the bank by having these different services. So, like, you know, don't be in panic mode that all of Disney stuff are being pulled from Netflix or whatever.
Yeah, but I'm not going to waste a fiver a month on Apple TV Plus if it's... Meh.
I'm definitely going to try it out for maybe 3 or 4 months. It seems as well, though, that they are kind of doing, like, they have one thing coming out called The Morning Show, with Jennifer Aniston and Steve Carell and some other actress. I don't know her name by the picture over here. But that seems like it's going to be like a regular morning show that's going to be coming out, like the likes of, I don't know, Ellen DeGeneres or something like that. So if they are pumping out, that is something that will separate Apple from the other providers, like having a live TV show on their service that you can watch. So, I mean, like, if they have something like that, you know, like, a lot of people might still, that might be something that Apple, kind of a unique selling point that they'll have over the likes of Netflix and Disney and them. But it's coming on November 1st. It's too early to tell now. I'm definitely going to sign up for it for maybe two or 3 months or so and see what the quality of the stuff is like. Another show they have coming out in it is, what's it called? For All Mankind, where basically it's the Soviets against the USA trying to get on the moon, but it's the Soviets get on the moon before them and how the world would look if that actually happened. They're going to be pumping a lot of money into this. The only thing that they do have going against them, I think, that the other services don't have is that I don't know if they've changed their mind frame in this yet, but they want to make it very, very family friendly. So you won't have kind of a lot of violent shows or like very, very mature shows like the likes of Breaking Bad, where it's based predominantly all about drugs, or Power, where it's like gangsters, or you know yourself, the kind of mature shows for audiences that you wouldn't find on a family friendly.
Of course.
I heard that's the avenue that they were going down. Like they were actually producing. J.J. Abrams was producing a show, and he's involved a lot in Apple TV Plus, like a lot. They're giving him like 250 million.
I like
quid.
That face.
Oh yeah, they're giving him like 250 million quid to make like three series. But apparently Tim Cook saw a couple of the ideas he had in mind, and he was like, no, like tone it down a lot.
Mm.
So they have restrictions in that end as well. But maybe over a couple of years or so, they might loosen the reins a bit in it and give producers and directors a bit more freedom in what they pump out.
But that's the reason why Netflix works as well. Sorry. That's the reason why Netflix works as well as it does, though, because they give the creators free rein and they're like, off you go. We trust that you're going to make something awesome. Go do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, okay then.
Sure. Yeah, so Apple TV Plus. Am I looking forward to it? Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm definitely going to give it a whirl. We'll definitely be back mid-November or so once we've watched a couple of the series that they have in store, and we'll
yourself
have a better
and
conversation about it. It's all speculation at this point, like, you know. Same with Disney Plus, but that's going to be amazing.
Yeah, yourself and Neil will be the two now that'll be all over that. Now you'll have myself and Gary on the other end going, couldn't give a rat. Boys have fun.
Yeah, but again, like I said, like looking at it, they have a lot of stuff here. They have another series by M. Night Shyamalan, or Shyamalan. I can never get his name right. he's known for pumping out pretty mature stuff. So yeah, we'll definitely get back to him in November.
I'll tell you
if
you can convince me or Gary, convince me or Gary.
Yeah, but Apple TV Plus. Apple TV Plus isn't like an iPhone or something. It's just, if you're going to go on strike against Apple TV Plus,
I'm not,
just because
I'm just
it's
saying,
Apple.
Your job is job is to convince one of us.
I'm not going to convince you. If you want to watch these TV shows, you can. If you don't want to, don't watch them. You've nothing to lose by paying a fiver to
convince
watch a couple
us.
Of the shows. No, I'm not going to convince you. You can watch them if you want. For the sake of Fiverr, I don't understand why you would need convincing to try out a show just because it's by Apple.
And that in itself is actually quite convincing.
Yeah, yeah. €5 a month, I mean, like, that's nothing, really. It's a lot cheaper than the other guys out there anyway. So yeah, that's Apple TV Plus. They have a lot coming. We'll get back to you about it. Next.
So expect something around November.
It says coming. So this is on the Irish Apple side. It says coming November 1st. So yeah, I think November we'll be able to get available ourselves and watch it and see what they've in store. But isn't when's Disney Plus coming out? 4th November or something like that? Or is that in the US and
when's
coming?
Coming out?
Disney Plus. I think it's coming in maybe mid November for people in the UK and Ireland, and in America it's coming out.
Give me 1 second.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that we're definitely getting it delayed. For some reason, I don't know why, but we're definitely getting a bit later.
Because that we always get things later.
Mm.
Disney Plus launch date November 12th. No, November the US 12th. is launch will happen on November 12th, and the, oh, what an official release date. The odds are it'll be available shortly thereafter.
Okay.
So probably around...
Yeah. So at least we've got the first, we've got all of the first 3 or 4 weeks of November anyway to try out Disney Plus before we delve into Disney Plus, and we can...
Yeah, you're going to run you're going to run Apple Plus for the first couple of weeks. I'm going to run Disney for the second couple of weeks, and then we're going to compare. Deal? Yeah. Fair?
Well, I'm just going to put my hands up now. I have no notions that Apple TV Plus is going to be able to compete at all with Disney. Disney's going to be better. But because of the Mandalorian alone, Disney Plus is going to be better.
Fair enough. But I'm not saying compare. We'll have a chat and compare and contrast and see what's what.
Yeah, definitely.
Fair. Deal. All right.
Up next was...
the iPad or the watch?
We'll go iPad because there wasn't much to say about iPad.
Is this another one of these kind of meh things? It's just another rendition of the same Jabbio or...?
Yeah, I think they're after bringing out an even bigger iPad Pro again.
2-inch 7th generation?
Yeah, so like that'll be nice for all of the kind of graphic designers out there. You've got your interior designers, engineers, architects, that kind of thing. Definitely not for the everyday person. I think they did bring out a cheaper model,
the €400 model.
Is that the iPad Pro or regular iPad?
Regular.
Yeah, no, they did bring out a cheaper iPad as well.
Yeah, which is €400, and that'll support Apple Pencil and all of the official keyboards, which is great for like, you know, students looking for an alternative to a 100%. Laptop because they can double up on that.
Yeah.
Or, you know, someone who's just looking for basics like Word Pros and stuff like that, a budget.
Yeah. So. And I'll throw it out there. Now, I've had my iPad since my 21st birthday, which is 6.5 years ago now. And I still would use it for the likes of Netflix and all that. I am a big advocate of iPads. I think if you can't afford a laptop.
Do you know what? This is where you're going to laugh at me for being... Do you know the way I am as anti-Apple as I am? I do own something that's an Apple.
Do you have an iPad?
I do have an iPad. I have an iPad mini and I've been sitting on it for about 3 years.
An iPad mini.
Yeah, I don't need more.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, to be fair, since I've had a laptop, like, I've been using my iPad a lot less because I use that for Netflix now. But I mean, again, like I said, laptops are like paying over a grand for a good one these days. If you just want to get a little note or if they're even still a thing, the laptop's like, you know, fine. But if you want something with a decent size screen, very good resolution, you could still use it as a laptop because, like you said, you got the keyboard on it. iPad's the way to go. Now, I don't know much about the Samsung tablets or anything else. Do you have a Samsung tablet?
Tab S2, I believe.
I've never used one.
This is a few years back now. This was when we were still phone shop people. Tab S3. Tab S3.
Mm-hmm.
That was the one.
Yeah.
It's actually fairly decent.
Still have it?
No.
Yeah, okay.
No, because I bought the iPad a couple of years back and I was like, I don't need 2 tablets. Now, I've used plenty of Android tablets and stuff since. It's just at that moment in time, the Apple one just seemed to make sense. And you know what, for their lasting power?
Oh, like I said, I've got my own 6.5 years now and it doesn't crash on me that much. You know, like still fairly quick, like when swiping it and all that kind of thing. And as well, some of the iPads, the higher end iPads you can get nowadays, they're saying are more powerful than a lot of laptops out there as well. So like you're definitely getting bang for your buck.
There's a lot of phones that are more powerful than laptops these days. So
That's fair. Yeah.
I don't know what we're looking at long term in terms of the future of the laptop. I think you're going to get things that are more along the lines of kind of the hybrid tablet, kind of like the Surface and stuff like that.
Like we saw with the S9, I think, where they had the...
Oh, the Dex.
The Dex.
Yeah, the Dex.
I haven't heard anything about them. Did that take off at all?
They did it again. I think it was an experiment.
Yeah.
I could see what they wanted to do, and it was, you know, change up office space so that somebody that's working doesn't need to have a phone and a laptop. They can just bring their phone into work, dock it, and suddenly you're off and away for your job. I think there is a market in it.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a good idea.
I think it was one of those ones where they were like 90% of the way there.
Mm.
And once
if you get a phone call and you're using it, like
there you go,
just disconnect.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah, so I guess there probably is some. We'll have to probably.
Yeah, it's one of those ones. It's like I think it's like 90% of the way to what it would be adopted by offices. Tomorrow, if it was 100%, there's no business in the right mind who's good. Joke, because the problem with they're obviously targeting business. I know we've gone off track, but sure, look, this is one of these ones that they're trying to target business. Now, if I can't, you know,
people who are on the go, like,
if you can't install like your CMS, your business CMS system,
yeah,
on that, like, you even know from your own day job, some of the software that you use in any company day to day, what is the likelihood of being that that has to be available on your phone,
yeah,
so that it can be used in the decks? How many of those companies have something that's going to be mobile ready?
Yeah, no, that's a fair point as well. So, don't know how we got onto the decks, to be honest.
Tablet, we went tablet,
phone,
phone to hybrid to this, to that, and we managed. Yeah, we got a bit away.
Going back to iPad, what they announced at the event, which I was shocked by because I thought it was out for years, they are only after developing an iPad OS.
What?
Yeah,
was it just running standard iOS or what?
There was definitely things that you could do on the iPad that you couldn't do on the phone, like, you know, like in terms of having multi apps up at the same time and that kind of thing. But apparently they said now they have a sole iPad OS. What you can do in it, and what makes it so much different from, like, say, a model a couple years ago, I'm not 100% on. But I suppose, again, that's another selling point, another reason to get it. With Android tablets, as far as I know, just stock standard Android, you know. Does, again, we'll probably have to do another episode on, like, you know, like Android tablets versus iPads or something like that for people.
We can do that.
We'll definitely have to do, probably look deeper into it in the future. But from what we've seen at the Apple event, new iPad, a lot more reasonable. For students, would definitely be looking into it, and you're also able to now pay monthly for the iPad as well as the phones, which we'll get into in a minute. Yeah,
I do like that. We'll go into a bit more detail with that, the phone, because obviously we have to go to the watch, and that there is a moment with the watch. And I know I mentioned it already on the recent Huawei launch podcast, but I have to mention it again because it's the Apple launch podcast. That moment during the keynote where they were like, breaking ground, brand new feature on the watch.
Yeah,
it's revolutionary. It's going to change the world. It's got a compass.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure compasses have been on smartphones.
I've seen a compass before. Yeah, like,
yeah, it's definitely not. I don't know why they made such a big deal of it.
Yeah, it was unnecessary.
There's a lot of things that come with the new Apple products that they don't mention on stage, you know, and like some people be like, why didn't they mention it? This is great.
Yeah, they mentioned the compass, but not this.
Yeah, don't know why they mentioned the compass, to be honest.
It's pointless.
But aside from that, the new Apple Watch does look awesome. Like I said on the past podcasts about the new Huawei Mate, Apple, I think, are definitely ahead of the curve.
There's some fancy ass features there that I don't want to admit it, but they're nice.
At the start of their presentation, they basically did a montage. It was like a thank you Apple montage or something like that. It was people talk about their experiences of when, like, the watch has really helped them out. One fella said that he was sitting at home and the EKG? I'm going to check that out.
Yeah, the EKG, the like cardio stuff.
It can send your heartbeat.
And if that drops below standard level, contact emergency services.
I think one fella was like having heart palpitations or something like that, and he didn't even know. Or else it might have predicted that he was going to have heart palpitations, and he ended up calling an ambulance. And
this is the fella who woke up in the ambulance, is this?
No, this is a different story. This fella, he's basically was getting, something was going wrong with his heart, so he rang an ambulance and like brought him to the hospital, and they said, if you didn't come into us, you would have had a massive heart attack within the next 12 months or so. And they were able to give him the necessary treatment or medicine or put a stent in his heart or something like that. Not saying that Apple Watch saved his life. He mightn't have had that heart attack, but it definitely caught it a lot faster. He had no detection himself that this kind of thing was happening to his heart.
Sort of brother out.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know what? I have no use for it, and I'll never understand it, but that's fine, because I can understand that it's a
ECG. Sorry, not EKG. An ECG. Yeah.
Anyway, what I was saying was, with the new one, women will be able to track their menstrual cycle using the Apple Watch. Again, as I said, I'll never understand that, but that, I think that's pretty cool. And I'm sure for anybody who's trying to, if you're trying to get pregnant, you know, knowing where you're at your cycle and stuff is obviously important. So that kind of stuff that's really cool. I haven't seen any other watch that has kind of put those little small thoughts in mind. Yeah. And made something that is specific and useful for a particular demographic. So, mm-hmm. you know, kudos.
Well Which done. Is literally half the population of the Earth. So,
yeah. No. Yeah, well done.
Yeah, no, fair play to them. Other kind of features, syncs with your favorite music. Pretty sure that we had that before.
And it'll roll. It'll let you know if you're in an area that's too noisy.
Yeah. So would that just be for your hearing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to want you to get more Joe AirPods and stuff like that, and they can't get you to buy them if your ears are fucked up.
Yeah, yeah.
So, oi, lad, you're in this place. Very yeah. loud. Earphones. Put them in.
And another thing as well that they're... Well, I suppose I did know beforehand. Not sure how this will take off. Is there Apple stores, like Apple proper Apple retail stores in Dublin? We don't. We have a CompuBee in Limerick. That's... Yeah, I'm not really sure if this will be if this will happen in CompuBee. But before, with Apple watches, you would go in and you'd say, "I want that Apple Watch." Yeah, Grant, here you go. You get a strap with it and everything. You say, "No, actually, I don't want that strap. I want another strap." Oh, yeah, sorry, that comes separately. You go get the strap that you get with as well, but that strap comes separately. Now you can go in. And you can
fix up the watch you want.
You can fix it. You can basically design the watch that you want. You can pick the strap that you want and that kind of thing. So you're not spending money that you don't need to spend.
You're not getting the standard rubber strap and then having to buy the one you want anyway.
Yeah.
And they can just as easily give you the strap you want and you're just going to walk out of there wearing the watch. Great.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they've also brought down the prices of some of the watch straps as well, because some of them were like real designer ones and they were pretty outrageous prices. Now they're bringing out some even new ones again. That are a lot more reasonable and do look very, very nice. Would I get an Apple Watch? I don't know. I'm not sure about the battery. Like we were
talking about this on the Huawei one. Like the new Huawei GT has a battery life that's about 6 days.
Yeah, which is unreal.
But I was also mentioning that because people are getting more used to wearing smartwatches, it's like just plugging your phone in at night. You throw it on the plate and let it charge away. So like if you're charging your phone every night, what's the difference of just plugging your, you know, throwing your watch on the, because you're not plugging in the phone, it's a charging plate.
Yeah.
So, you know, I get what you're saying. Mm. If you go away for like 2 days, it's another charger to bring, it's another cable to bring, mm-hmm. and that's a pain in the dick. Mm-hmm. But, and the Huawei watch, at least that's going to last the best part of a week. So if you're going away for a couple of days, you're sorted, you're fine.
Yeah.
But, that is probably the main concern with the
I think it was a series 2 there during the year. I got a second hand. No, like I think a man had it for about a year, so I don't know what condition the battery is in when he first got it compared to when I got it, but I had to charge it every night, and to be honest, after about a week I just kind of got sick of it. Like I know, like you said, it's very easy to charge it and that, but it's so I had Mrs. next to me and she had her charger like in one socket, I had my phone in another socket, so like I had to like charge my phone during the day or like a couple of hours before we went to bed, and I just kind of stopped.
Or purchased a double adapter.
Wearing it. Yeah, could do that, but I just like, if someone said to you, look here, there's a phone here with a 1 day battery, or you can have this one with a 2 day battery, you're going to want one with the longer battery.
Oh, of course, know. I'm just giving you shit because I can.
Yeah. but they did improve the battery on the Apple Watch. I'm just going to check here how long
it looks to be about 500 quid as well, which isn't bad.
5 battery life. Yeah, and they also brought down the price of the Series 3, I think, by like 100 quid. So you can get that for like €230 now or
that's
something
not
like
bad.
That. Very good, nice price point.
Especially when it comes to smartwatches, I always try to compare it to what would you pay for a similar watch.
Yeah. Like here, I'm just out checking the battery here. For an overnight charge, you're expected to get about 18 hours out of a watch. So you will be charged at once a day. Now that's compared to Huawei's new watch, where you'll get 30
you
hours.
You wait for 18 hours in a day?
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like you would still, if like
yeah,
if
you're gonna charge every night. Yeah,
you'll have to charge every night. Otherwise, it's go dead halfway through the next day. Yeah. Like you know, I start work at 8 o'clock in the morning. Actually, do you know what? If I wear my watch all day and I don't turn it off, it will be on for 18 hours in a day. So I would need to charge it every day. Whereas you got the Huawei watch, which has got 30 hours. Now, I don't know what Mert's doing, but he said that he is after getting 6 days out of his. Maybe when it goes...
I believe it. Any of the earlier reviews I've seen have said the exact same thing. There was one of the lads...
Obviously, it's got better software that saves the battery a lot more or something.
They're going to become more like watches, so Sure, Apple are notoriously shit for their batteries anyway. Mm-hmm. So even if the Apple Watch does improve its battery. If we get to 3 days, we'll be very happy about that. Can we get on to the phones?
Yeah, moving on to the phones. We got three phones released, as was rumored. The names... So we got the iPhone 11.
Yeah.
Got the iPhone 11 Pro, which I thought was like the iPhone 11 Max. So I was going to be like their big phone.
Yeah.
But no. Then you got the iPhone 11 Pro Max. That's too many words for a smartphone.
Is that the only... Oh my God.
You know, I mean like...
That's too many words.
Like, why didn't they say the iPhone 11... I don't know. iPhone 11 XR, iPhone 11, it's iPhone 11 letters. Pro, or something like that.
Yeah. If they went 11 Pro, they could have called the other one the 11 Max and just dropped the Pro, and then we'd still get the drift.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But aside from the name, whatever, you get over that.
How far off were we with our predictions? Looks like we're fairly...
Fairly on point, as always.
Fairly on point.
But I mean, like...
Our little crystal ball the last 2 years has been like... What, 90-odd% right?
Yeah.
Probably better.
Yeah, 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 definitely. Now, to be fair, when you get to probably within 3 or 4 months of the iPhone release, you know, like a lot of leaks are coming out, you know, like it's... a lot of leaks are coming out, and it can be easy enough to predict it. But anyway, we won't take away from the fact that we were about 95% right.
Go on, I said. If there was a time where we should have like a little thing for sound effects... You know, a little button that would be like one ding, ding, crouch here or something like that.
So, biggest changes to the phone. We'll start from the basics, as always, every year that we get in every smartphone on the market. Not just Apple, it's got a new processor. It's got the new A13 Bionic. Supposed to be able to do like 1 trillion operations at a time. Don't know what that means. Don't think you'll be ever doing 1 trillion operations at a time. It's just basically them saying, this
you
is my
you
dick.
Can do lots of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's like saying I have a 24-inch dick, but I'm only going to be using the first 6 inches.
Oh wow!
So yeah, it's going to be able to do that. It's within again with most when it comes to software, like how powerful their processors are. Apple have always been ahead of Android as well. Say that in 2 years' time, this processor is going to be on par with the newest Androids. That's generally the way it is. It's more powerful than the Note, it's more powerful than the P30 Pro. Whatever it's got coming at it, Apple is ahead of the curve when it comes to that.
But they also decided to introduce night mode this year. So that's one of the areas where they've been falling behind. So nice for them to sort that out.
Night mode as in, you mean dark mode like?
No, night mode like taking photos in really low light conditioning.
Oh, yeah, but sure,
that's new.
Yeah, but that's new for all.
Like, no, have I been rocking that for 2 years? Samsung been rocking that for about 3 years.
Have they?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so going on to the camera.
Yeah.
Before we get into the camera specs, we'll talk about the camera.
Yeah.
Camera bump on the back. I had a big issue with this. You didn't seem to have as much of an issue with it. What do we make of it? I'm looking at a picture here, and it doesn't look as severe as some of the...
On the Pro Max and the Pro Max. So the standard model obviously is just using the dual cam, which I was surprised by. I personally think I mentioned that they'd go with a triple and a quad, to catch up with the likes of
They'll probably have a quad in the next year's model.
I'm sure the power in there is perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. But anyway, yeah, you're talking about the running jokes about the hob.
Yeah.
It does look like a fucking hob, man.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah, I'm not particularly fond of it.
Did you... Actually, I was reading something mad about this. Do you know what's that thing where people are afraid of holes?
Jesus Christ, man. What was that? I can't even remember what it's called.
That is triggering... That design is triggering the shit out of people who are afraid of holes. What is the fucking word for that? I have to look that up.
That is just such an unnecessary complaint for people.
People are afraid of butterflies. People are afraid. Oh, trypophobia.
Afraid.
You try see falls. If you. Yep. The pictures will make you gack though.
Trypophobia. Okay. Trypophobia is an aversion to the sight of irregular patterns or clusters of small holes or bumps. First of all, there's no holes on the iPhone, okay? They're not holes.
But it's the
camera
the
lenses.
Way the camera looks, because it's hole.
Yeah. That's all I have to say.
I thought it was a funny story.
Yeah, like, stop looking for reasons to complain about it. Like, you know, like, that's... I don't even want to address that or, like, you know, like, get into it. It's such a ridiculous complaint for people to have.
Okay. We really need to get back on track with these phones. So, where do we want to go? Do we want to go price, specs, camera?
We'll jump straight into camera. So, like we said, on the dual camera, you've got a standard 12 megapixel, and then you also have a wide-angle lens on it. The wide-angle lens, I think, is 130 degrees, and it only has x2 zoom, which, in my opinion, is pretty pathetic.
Piss poor
in this day and age, considering that Huawei is times bloody 50.
On the P20 Pro. Or no, P30 Pro.
P30 Pro.
On the P30 Pro. So imagine what the P40 Pro is going to rock in.
Now,
100 times zoom. You can see Mars.
Yeah. And then Apple will be there. They're like, yeah, great, x5. But even on the P... I have a P30 Pro, and x50 now looks straight up. Like, the quality isn't good. But on the x10, it's perfect quality. Yeah. Amazing, brilliant quality. You wouldn't even know that's x10 zoom. So I don't understand why Apple couldn't have at least upped it to x5. But here we are. It's only got x2 zoom. I'm sure people will probably get over it.
Yeah.
Got the new...
You can shoot video in 4K.
Was that not in the last one? I'm pretty sure that...
No. Not for the base level. I think that was only in the Pro Max.
Yeah, no, you're correct there. Yeah,
The top tier stuff. But no, in the standard 11 4K video in either... 24 frames per second, 30 or 60 frames per second.
Yeah.
So that part's nice.
It is nice, but I think I read somewhere that I think 1 minute of 4K video is going to take something like 700 megabytes or something like that.
Yeah.
So how often are you going to be using it, really? For people who are out there, like, who are like, you know, who will be entering films into the smartphone film festival, those kind of people will definitely be utilizing that.
But you know what? I don't think that's actually that big a concern now, because actually, like, even just talking onto the specs, we're looking at a 128, 256 and a 526.
No, man.
No?
Base model is 64 again.
What? Model, surely not.
The base model is 64 gigabytes.
You're shitting me.
I am not shitting you. If you go on to buy on the Apple website, it'll bring it up. Yeah, 64 gigs. Insulting. Pathetic.
Really?
Apple, what are you doing?
I just assumed 128 was going
to
be...
I know, and you're right to assume, but no. 64 gigabytes, man. Absolutely disgraceful. I don't know.
So you're going to basically, if you want to record a minute in 4K, you're going to take a gig off your phone every time.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Don't know what Apple are playing out there, but sure, look at I'm pretty sure for the last 2 years I've said, surely next year they'll go get rid of it. Surely next year. Next year, it's 2020, new decade, okay?
Cop on.
Get your shit together, Apple. Mm. Get rid of the 64 gigabyte, okay? But that wouldn't last people 2 months in this day and age.
But you know what? Last year was their, anniversary phone. So I kind of thought this year now they'd...
Or was that? No, that was two years ago, actually. Last year was a XS.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's 2 years ago. Sort of like, I don't know.
Anyway.
Yeah, camera again. Like you said, they got the night mode, which...
is a nice add-on.
It does look like it's... The quality of it is very, very good. But the quality of night mode is other phones are very good. But if you're an iPhone user, a diehard iPhone user, this is definitely going to be a massive upgrade for you.
Yeah, it's going to be a nice improvement.
The likes of the clubbing scene and like a nights out. Even if you're just into your standard photography, it takes really, really good photos at in darkness. I don't think... Like, I've taken photos now on my Huawei in literally pitch black office, and you can clearly see the pictures. It's absolutely amazing.
Oh, it's nuts.
Apple at the keynote...
Is it unfair... Well, no, do you know what? Fuck them. I was about to say, is it unfair comparing the Huawei camera to the Apple camera? But you know what? They're competing for the same customers, so
it's not unfair. They're in the same. They've got
they're in the same realm. I do like the fact that with the IP68 rating for the waterproofing, that the true depth camera increases from 7 to 12 megapixels. So that's nice.
Yeah, that is pretty nice.
You know, and Apple do traditionally take nice photos because of the processing after the photo is actually taken.
Yeah.
You always do get a nice
quality. It's after adding in an extra step as well in the whole processing.
Yeah. So you're going to get like some really...
There's 8 or 9 different steps or something now, like, in processing the photo, which is...
So you will get some really slick, sharp images, and obviously if you're the kind who likes to do some underwater photography, boom. Yeah. I think that...
Which is one thing the P30 Pro can't do.
Yeah. So 64-128. So we're looking at two 12-megapixel cameras and 8-megapixel on the front. We're looking at 64-128 and 256 in the memory. There's some nice extra features on it, and that one's coming in at 829 roughly starting. But we were also saying that with the actually, before we get to that, let's just go on to the Pro and the Pro Max, and let's bust through these. But the Pro Max, that's where they go to the 128, 256 and 518 memories. So that's where they drop the 64.
Okay, yeah, which you'd want to get in your Pro and Pro Max versions. Yeah,
definitely. And this is the hub phone with the triple camera.
Yeah. The triple camera. So the triple camera, again, you've got the standard 12 and the wide angle lens. I think the third camera is a true depth. What did they call it? True depth camera or something like that. Where, 1 second, let me get it up here. You're going to have to edit this out, Pat. Why is it not giving me the option for the fucking Pro Max?
It's an ultra. So what you have is a triple 12 megapixel camera with an ultra wide lens, a wide angle lens, and a telephoto lens. Those are your three.
Okay, telephoto lens. Yeah. So,
and to be honest, this is the first year where I don't see there being 100, you know, miles of difference between the 11 and the Pro. Obviously, the size is a little different. I think you're going from a 5.6 to a 6.1 inch display, and the triple camera. And obviously a slight increase in the battery power to manage that screen size. But apart from that, they're pretty much the same. There's not really much else in the...
I think it's mainly like screen size and battery size. Yeah. No, if you
and
don't
the,
like
and the extra
phone,
and the extra lens.
Which, do you know what, which is pretty nice as well, because I've seen in the past phones that if you go for the Max, you get extra features, you get a bigger, better camera, you know, like the screen quality is a lot better. So it is pretty nice that they're offering a Pro version that comes in the smaller standard size, and then a Max version that, so, for people that just like the bigger screens.
Which is nice.
Yeah. So they're not missing out if you decide to go for the standard Pro.
No staggered launch date. They're all due to go out. You can pre-order now, but they're not on the market yet.
No,
because you'd have seen hundreds of pictures of people standing outside Apple shops.
Well, I got 1 second. Pre-orders open on the Apple website at 1 p.m. on September 13th,
which they was like 2 weeks ago.
That was last. Yeah, 11 days ago. September 20. It was released. Yep, so it's already released. You can get it now. You're better off probably getting
it
from the Apple website.
You can pre-order it now, surely.
Well, why would you need to pre-order if it's already released?
September 27th, so yeah, it's coming.
Okay, so September 27th. By the time this episode airs, it's probably going to be out.
That's Ireland, though. That's India. I look like a clown. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're releasing this week. Yeah, anyway, as we were.
Yeah, so they're
expensive.
They are expensive. For the on the Irish side here, we got the 64 gig standard model, which is going to be
But you can buy in installments off them now.
Yeah, you will be able to buy it in installments, which is pretty nice. So if you don't want to sign yourself into a contract with a network and you just want to get your standard 20-year credit, but you still want to pay off the phone installments. The option is there.
Yeah, it's like a finance agreement. So just pay, you'll be paying 20 or 50 quid a month off. We'll say 50 quid a month off the phone over an 18-month period until you've paid off the phone. And you can just keep topping up as you do.
Yeah.
Happy days.
And you can also get a new color, which is midnight green, which I kind of like. It seems pretty...
Do you think we'll get the midnight green here, though?
Ah, we will, yeah. Well, according to the Ireland's Apple site, anyway, it's available. I'd say we'll definitely get a midnight green.
Good.
But yeah, like Apple, the new iPhone, got a new processor, obviously. You got the Pro and you got the Pro Max. You got a really nice camera, I would say. You've got really nice portrait modes there that you can take where it puts in a
Pro
white
Max
or a
black. Pro Max is 1,200 quid, though.
It is 1,200 quid. But I mean, actually, like we said earlier on in the last podcast with the Mate 30, like their one was 1,100. So that's just the going price nowadays.
Going right
unfortunately,
now.
Like, you know, like technology that's going into phones.
All right. I think
pretty outrageous.
Have we covered
so
pretty much everything about these now?
I think so. You got the camera, you got the screen.
Let's do a quick wrap up. So Apple Arcade
grand. That's five a month and you're going to play some games. Mm-hmm. Apple TV Plus, mean you were going to have a little face off Apple TV Plus versus Disney Plus, see what's what. We've got the iPad, which is a nice cheap alternative to the standard iPads for about €400. We've got the Apple Watch, which has a bunch of new features, which actually looks like some really cool stuff at about £500. And we've got the phones, which are 830, 1170 and 1270 for the 11, the 11 Pro and the 11 Pro Max.
Yeah.
So with an iPhone, would you buy the new one? One word answer, yes or no?
No. I don't think I would.
If you didn't have the phone you have now, because I know you're looking at your P20 Pro going, ooh, could I give that up? If you didn't have what you have now.
Considering that the other players in the industry have their phones set at around the same price point as Apple do now. Look, I do like Apple. I do like iOS. I do like their whole... For the camera alone, I think probably, yeah. Now, like, at the event, they showed all these outrageous things that you can do with the camera, like, that the normal person won't do. But, yeah, no, I think I'd probably go with an Apple 11 Pro if I was going to go with either. Middle of the road, yeah. 128 gig.
I think I'd be the same now if there was to ever become a day where I was to get an iPhone out, it would be the middle of the road, the 11 Pro.
Yeah. I think I honestly don't know. Now I'm thinking, like, you know, I'm getting the same screen if I went for the XS Max. You know, like, is the camera that much better than the 11 Pro? Like, really, I would have to see it hands on. They really sold it at the event. They really sold it. They were showing, like, all these video clips of, like, professional filmmakers filming movies on it and editing and all this that the standard person isn't going to use.
Speaking of which, do you remember the way I was saying about the Smartphone Film Festival? The winning one was recorded on an iPhone 6S last year.
What?
Yep.
Wow. Okay, that definitely changes the game.
And those, the 6S and the 7 models, are now off the market. So if they're the legacy models that are gone, that and it was able to produce an award-winning film as such. Mm-hmm. Imagine what the new ones
like
are capable of.
Like, I know we were saying earlier on about it only having a 2x zoom in that, but I have been reading some stuff on GSM Arena, which is a very reliable source when it comes to comparing models. And, like, there are some certain settings and scenarios where they did say the iPhone 11 Pro's camera was better than the P30 Pro. But obviously...
Put it like this, if you're an Apple person and you're in the Apple ecosystem, this new model ain't going to steer you wrong. If you're someone who's looking to transition from Android to Apple,
maybe go
probably not the time to do it.
Maybe, unless it's a good camera you're going after, I would say probably go to the XS model. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the XS model. It's still an extremely powerful phone, and still more powerful than probably the newest Androids out in the market today. Still got a great camera.
No, but what I mean is, in today's climate, I suppose anybody who's on Android would be... I think we've swung to the other side, where 5 years ago you'd have had people on Apple saying, I'll never go to Android. I think now it's people on Android who would look at Apple and go, I wouldn't go to Apple. And that'll probably change again. But, like, as I said, if you're an Apple fan, you're already in the Apple ecosystem and you're due an upgrade or you're looking to get the new one, it's not going to see you wrong. It looks like a stunning phone, and it's going to be another cracking iPhone that's probably going to set sales records again.
Yeah. As it always does, because it's got that sex appeal.
That cooked Apple appeal.
Would you buy it?
I will never buy an Apple phone.
Yeah, no.
And on that rather cheery
As I
note,
say, every year, I might wait for the next model. See what that has in store.
That's true.
I've got a 2-year contract with my Huawei. You know, see what next year's one has in store.
I've had enough.
With that.
You sign us off.
I think it's time to go to bed.
You sign us off. Good night, good morning. Tell us where to find us.
Good evening, good night, good morning. If you did enjoy this podcast, you can find other podcasts on YouTube. You can find them on Acast. You can find them on Spotify. You can find them on Apple,
Apple Podcasts. Yeah.
You can find them on Google Podcasts
as well, yeah.
Make sure to check out our website, goose.ie. We're also on Instagram on goose_ie, I believe. And
we're goose.ie and pretty much everywhere.
Goose.ie, yeah. Goose.ie pretty much everywhere. And if you enjoyed us, let your friends know. And
rate us and help us get up the rankings.
Yep. And we will definitely be churning out more content and keep you up to date with the latest tech news in Ireland and whatever.
Yeah, pretty much. And if people have questions, fire on the message. We'll always do our best to help. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And on that note, I'm outie.
Goodbye.
I'm outie. See you in a while, Dino.
Bye-bye.
Bye.